Greetings, friends. I'm John Haspel. This is a recording of my Thursday evening Dhamma talk from April 25th, 2019. My talk is from the 17th chapter of the Dhammapada, known as the Kodavaga. This is a teaching on the formation and the hurtful results of anger. If you find benefit from this talk, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you. Peace. Greetings, friends. Tonight's talk is from the 17th chapter of the Dhammapada, known as the Kodavaga, and it's a chapter that focuses on really what is a central theme of the Dhamma and a defining emotion to be mindful of. The Kodavaga is on anger. So anger obviously is a manifestation of self-referential views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths, and all aspects of anger, such as anger, frustration, an underlying motivator for anger is almost always fear of some sort. And all of that, it's easily seen, is rooted in conceit or eye-making. Again, this chapter focuses on a central theme, or the underlying purpose is to recognize and abandon wrong views of self in relation to the environment, resulting in confusion, deluded thinking, and ongoing suffering. In other words, what I've just said references the three marks of existence, which is the very specific insight into impermanence, the not self characteristic, and the resulting suffering is the insight that the Buddha teaches is to be developed through the Eightfold Path, so as to recognize and abandon all fabricated views rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. And so this is a relatively simple chapter, the subject matter is key to the Dhamma, and it could clearly be said that as far as emotions go, anger is a central emotion that we're looking at, because every time anger arises, it arises because of ignorance of Four Noble Truths and reacting to life from a fabricated view of the three marks of existence. So from Dhammapada 17, the Buddha's words. Abandon anger and its root, conceit, or eye-making. Go beyond greed, aversion, and deluded thinking. When clinging to name and form is abandoned completely, no stress or suffering arises. So there, the Buddha's teaching us right there in that one line. When we stop clinging to self, name and form, the Pali is nama-rupa, but it simply means self-identifying with form, and in a broad sense, just simply self-identifying with every phenomena that arises and passing away. So when clinging to name and form, when clinging to self-referential views is abandoned completely, no stress or suffering arises. That's the whole Dhamma right there. As a strong charioteer controls their charge, the wise Dhamma practitioner controls anger as anger arises. So again, the Buddha is not saying that we are automatons and never have any type of emotion, but when an emotion such as anger is welling up, we recognize it and we're able to practice wise restraint, a central theme of the Buddha's Dhamma, and control that, or probably a better way to characterize it is to not allow it to manifest in the first place. The Buddha concludes that by saying the one that can do that, that can control their chariot in that way, is a true charioteer, and others only hold tight to the reins. It's another way of saying that you're distracted, only holding tight to the reins is a way of saying you are distracted by your own self-enlightening process rather than engaging in an Eightfold Path, which is really the problem with modern Buddhism. It's all part of a process of of getting somewhere, where rather than recognizing that where we have to get at it is that our present views are rooted in ignorance of Four Noble Truths. The Buddha continues, overcome anger by being free of anger. So again, all the analysis, all the therapy, all the tricks that we use to modern days to deal with our anger, all the self-flagellation, the Buddha teaches to overcome anger by simply being free of anger. And he doesn't leave us there. He gave us an eightfold path in order to achieve that. Overcome evil by skillful behavior, right? Speech, action, and livelihood, the third, fourth, and fifth factors of the eightfold path. Overcome miserliness with generosity. Overcome lies rooted in ignorance with Four Noble Truths. Overcome lies rooted in ignorance with Four Noble Truths. Do not give in to anger. Always speak the truth. And even more important, always speak the truth as it relates to an authentic Dhamma. Don't adapt, accommodate, or embellish the Dhamma for any reason or to satisfy anyone. Be generous with little. These three are praised by the noble ones. The wise Dhamma practitioner, harmless, well-restrained, abandons the living death of ignorance. Confusion, delusion, and suffering cease. Always vigilant and well-focused, ever mindful of the goal, meaning awakening, understanding stress and suffering, their defilements fade away. Nothing else to do but to maintain integrity with the Eightfold Path, and our defilements will simply fade away. Ignorance is an ancient practice. In other words, it's been going on since the beginning of mankind. Rooted in ignorance, they blame those who remain silent, as well as those who talk too much, and even those who speak with moderation. In other words, you're not happy with anyone. You're always the mind rooted in ignorance is always blaming external circumstances and external people, no matter where they fit. They're all to blame for their own suffering. For the ignorant, there is no one who is not blamed. What a powerful but almost overwhelming statement. For the ignorant, there is no one who is not blamed. Even those of us that wouldn't consider ourselves blaming others in a overt way, we all learn and are conditioned to do it in a covert way. And sometimes that the blame isn't so much outwards, but it's this constant self-loathing, but it's really two sides of the same coin, isn't it? For the ignorant, there is no one who is not blamed, including oneself, including everyone else, including people who just simply don't agree with our views. Look at the world today. If we're upset, we are the ones that are responsible for that. If we're feeling anger, we are the ones. And it's because of our own fabricated views that arise from ignorance of Four Noble Truths. Excuse me. This is such a beautiful line that relates directly to the Eightfold Path, and anyone who becomes full of themselves simply because they consider themselves Buddhist with quotation marks. There never was, Buddha's words, there never was and there never will be a person who can be wholly blamed or wholly praised. And of course, he was talking about himself and every other human being. And if that's the case, if no one can be wholly blamed or wholly praised, why attempt to blame or praise anyone, including ourselves? But there are those who are praised by the wise, who, observing others from right view day after day, know them to be flawless in character, wise, virtuous, and knowing the Four Truths. In other words, the only people that would deserve praise are people that are actually doing something worthy of praise, meaning developing the Dhamma, doing something that will ultimately lead to lasting peace and happiness. These are as worthy of praise as a coin of refined gold. They're praised everywhere. Always guard against angry thoughts. Always remain in control of thoughts. Abandon mental misconduct and practice right intention. Right intention is the intention to recognize and abandon self-referential views, recognize and abandon craving and clinging. The wise Dhamma practitioner, well concentrated, remains mindful and restrained in thought, word, and deed. They are well controlled and free of anger. That's the end of the chapter. And what a perfect way to end it. If we want to understand the present quality of our mind at any point of our Dhamma practice, simply be mindful of how angry we're getting and how frustrating we're getting. How much time, how often is fear guiding our thoughts and our actions? And it's not to blame ourselves if we find ourselves angry, frustrated, or fearful, or full of desire in one way or another, full of self-referential thoughts and maybe self-loathing and maybe hatred towards others. All of those are manifestations of ignorance of Four Noble Truths, motivated and informed by fabricated views. And so the solution is certainly not rites and rituals. It's not getting some disincarnate being to notice us and heal us. The solution is a simple and direct Eightfold Path. And again, this chapter is so important because it helps us gauge where we are along that path. I hope you found benefit from this talk tonight. And if you did, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. I welcome your questions and comments. To contact me and for guided meditations and instructions, Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos, please visit becoming-buddha.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Peace.